Blog Talk Radio.
You know, life is funny when you look at it. Everybody wants love, but everybody's afraid of love. You know, I'm a true believer that if you get anything out of life, you got to put up with the toils and strife. Now listen. Ooh, you're pushing my love a little bit too far. I don't think you know, I don't think you know how blessed you are. And your friend Annie Mae tell you all she sees, and never thought you was trying to get close to me. Yeah. Think it over, girl. And if I'm getting weak for your love, I don't mind. That's the way I feel about you. Ooh, that's the way I feel about you. I know you've been hurt, and so have many others too. But that's the sacrifice that life put you through, put you through, put you through. Trust in me, my dear. Have no fear. You don't know, but God might have sent me here, yeah. Think it over.
That's the way I feel about you.
Shalom, everybody. This is Jaina. I am here today. All the excitement and the drama is over. Praise God. How's everybody doing today? If you can hear me, somebody push one. I just need to know you can hear me, and we can get on with our show. Brother Donnie, are you out there? Can you hear me? Oh, there you go. There you go. All right, let me open up this mic. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donnie. How are you today?
Congratulations.
Well, thank you much.
How many is
thank
that now?
Grandkids,
how many is...
that makes six.
Six. Oh, you coming along. I got 20. I got 20 grandchildren. I don't remember how many great-grandchildren I got, but I got a few of them, too.
Yeah, that makes number six. And that's my son's first child. Yeah, his first child. It was really beautiful.
That is great, man. He got all his fingers and toes?
He got all his fingers and toes. And you know what? The doctors let my son deliver that baby.
Oh.
I was like, really? Yeah, they let him deliver, and he got a chance to deliver his own son. I was like, wow. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Well, you know, they got kind of liberal here. They got kind of liberal here. Everything happened. Everything is happening now.
I was shocked he did. But he did it. I said, all right then. Yes, indeed. So, you know, I had to go up and make sure the circumcision was on point. You know, I was like, we got to get him circumcised. And it's like, we make sure that that happens. I said, good. That's the law.
Right.
You got to be circumcised, you know. So
that is correct.
It was just nice. I've been waiting on him a long time, and I got a chance to hold him and, you know, make sure he was all right, and we prayed over him and all that kind of good stuff.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you, you understand. It's a great thing to have children, to be here when your grandkids is born. That's a blessing by itself. You understand?
I
got 20 of them, man.
I got one great grandbaby. So I got a great grandbaby and six grandkids now.
Okay. You understand? See, that's a blessing.
Yeah, that's a blessing
to be here to see your grandchildren. You know, years ago, that's what I prayed. I prayed that I would be able to see my kids grow up. Now, grow up and be established in the society. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm praying that I be here 25 more to see my great grandchildren grow up. And you understand?
Right.
Or they're here now. You understand?
Yes. It's a blessing. It has surely been a blessing. I tell you the truth. It's just, you know, life is just amazing when you see that kind of stuff happening. And, you know, and it's not you doing it, somebody else is doing it. It's just a blessing. It
absolutely.
Truly is.
Absolutely.
You know?
And they're part of your family. You understand? You got to, you know they grow up to be children in your family. You understand?
Yeah.
When you get 75, they'll be 25. Well, the younger, the newborn will be 25 years old, and you'll still be.
Yeah, absolutely. All praises. You know, that's my plan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel
hallelujah.
For you. I feel the same. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah.
He is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. It's a blessing. I saw where they let the police officer off on Eric Garner.
Man, that's heartbreaking. I'm telling you, man, I'm hurt by that,
man.
You know, I mean, but I should not be. I shouldn't be because these people's is cruel. They are these people are the worst people on the face of this earth here. You understand? They let that guy, what's his name, the attorney general, this new guy, the bar, you understand, make the decision. And he said that he could not see that they did it maliciously. You understand what I'm saying? When the man died in their custody. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, that was ugly. But you know what? It's we get it closer and closer. It's almost over.
Yeah. That is correct. I mean, that's not going to stop anything, Sister Yaina. Matter of fact, that might ramp it up a little bit more because, but it's only the only ones that's going to be not affected is the ones that turn back to the Almighty in our captivity. That's the ones that's mm-hmm. not, and we're going to be hurt. Heart is going to hurt our hearts to see what's going to happen over the period of years, over the period of time that the Almighty has allowed us to be able to see this stuff work out, you understand, develop in our eyesight. But you understand, they're going to keep doing it, man. It might ramp up a little bit higher, a little bit more. You understand? Remember Jacob's troubles. It's going to be a terrible, terrible day here. You understand? So, you know, I mean, and it's going to be heartfelt. You understand? Your heart going to break for what your eyes going to see.
Yeah, that's true. That is so very true. But you know what? That's how it was with the children of Israel. It just got harder and harder. When he came, when Moshe came on the scene, they turned the heat up on them folks.
That is
you
correct.
Know?
That is correct. You understand? Yeah, it's not going to be an easy road here. I'm so sorry to say. You understand? But we see, this is all that we must remember this stuff when we go back into our land. You understand? We got to be able to tell it to our children so that they could tell it to their children and so forth and so on, so that we don't make them same dumb mistakes that we do. You understand? You know? And it don't take but one to magnify something else to happen.
That's true. That is so very true. That is the truth. But we almost there, y'all. We ain't got that many more. You know, I had a rough day. Today was rough this morning. Last night was rough. And for all of you all who send me emails congratulating me, thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, it's truly been a blessing, and it's wonderful to have people that support and understand. You know, sometimes things in life happen where you just can't be here. You know, and I wasn't going to miss that. You know, so I just had to. You know, and it happened out of my control because we didn't expect it to happen, and he wasn't due until Tuesday, but he came with the Most High, told him to come on out, and we did what we did, you know, so all praises to him, and, you know, went the way it went, but, yeah, you know, I had a rough time, you know, I had a rough time the other day for some reason, but I'm better now, you know, because you go through certain things, and, you know, you just have to trust y'all in everything you do. And sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Dawid had to. He said, I had to encourage myself. You know?
Nope. Okay.
So we got, sometimes you got to. The closer we get, it seems like the harder it gets. Oh, and you guys' T-shirts will be here tomorrow. I want to make that announcement. Everybody who ordered T-shirts, they will be here tomorrow. I will be putting them in the mail no later than Thursday or Friday. I'm going to try to get the stuff ready and already filled out so I can just slide them in when they come in, but they will be here tomorrow. So I'll probably put them in the mail on Friday. That'll be better for me so I'm not rushed because I got to teach class all week. But, yes, they will be here tomorrow, guaranteed, and I will be shipping them out on Friday for you guys to have them by Monday of next week. Sorry it took so long. We finally got all the kinks worked out in them, and we good to go. But yeah, it broke my heart. I saw the mother in her pain, you know, that they get to walk away like that and they kill her son. It's just terrible.
I know, I'm telling you, man, it's heartbreaking, man. And we seen them kill that boy on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And they had that guy in that, and that chokehold was supposed to be a band. It was not supposed to be used anymore. You understand?
Right.
You know, they had that band, you understand, for a number of years. You understand? Wait. You know, and I just can't, I mean, it just breaks my heart, man, because we're in a society, man, that they don't have no compassion or consideration for the young or the old. These people are those people that the Almighty said that he was going to send on us because of our disobedience.
About it is, you know what? They gave the family $5 million. And I don't
that
think
don't
that they
make...
was going to pay them and convict. I know, but I'm just saying, I don't think they was going to pay them and convict them at the same time. I just, that would be too much like right. You know what I'm saying? I just don't see
that. Yeah, I understand that perfectly, Sister Yaina, but you understand, there's no price on life from my perspective.
No, it's not.
You understand? You know,
it's not.
You understand? They could have gave them $20 million or $120 million. You understand? I mean, who's to say, you understand? I mean, that's a loved one. That's somebody that's missing off the scene. He don't get a chance to grow up and make no decision in his life, period. That's messed up.
Yeah.
You understand? Just because he was selling cigarettes, you understand? That, listen, look at the crime, man. They didn't even have to put their hands on him, man. Give him a summons. I don't care whether he been, you know, the summons, you know, to go to court or, well, you know, whatever. Give him a summons, man. They don't even have to put their hands on him. They was dead wrong. You understand? You know, no man, no person, you understand, on the face of this earth is supposed to be murdered like that boy was murdered for the crime. I'm toe up from the floor up about that. It hurts me.
Well, guess what? There's a God that sits high and he looks low. He do. He looks low.
Yeah.
And like you always say, ain't nobody gonna get away.
That is correct. Nobody gets away. He punished he punished the apple of his eye, his inheritance.
Yeah.
I mean, we went into captivity, and look at the punishment that we got, man. They chained, whipped, beaten, maimed, and murdered us.
Yes, they did.
That was our
punishment. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. With no props.
That is correct. You understand? But see, the Almighty had put us in this bondage state as bond men and bond women.
Women,
they went
yeah.
too far. They stepped on, you know, they took it. You understand, and did what they wanted to. You understand? You know, I mean, when he set them folks down on us, you understand, we were supposed to be as bond women and bond men. That's what it reads in the scripture. But they took it and did what they wanted to. It broke my heart, man, when they see that boy, man. You understand? Anytime, man, you know, what's that boy, Castile? You understand?
Yep.
Shot him to death 3 times in front of his girlfriend and the baby.
Told him to reach for his license. And then when he reached for his license, they shot and killed him.
That is correct.
Yeah. Sure did. But
them guys are as cool as the day is long. And you know, I know everybody say, oh, there's some nice ones. Show me one. I'm sorry. They just not have been confronted yet. But I don't believe that none of them is cool. I mean, look, they showing it on TV again. Then they got this big old heavy boy holding his head down with his hand, all his weight on the boy's head. Come on, man. Come on, man. You understand? That breaks my heart or two, man. And he screamed and told a man 11 times, man, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. You understand? And he's a heavyset young man. You know, it wouldn't take much, man, to clamp down on his esophagus and block the air. Don't take much. He's a big old boy. And he didn't even put no fight back, man, because I'm telling you, you understand? I know some guys that was about his age, man, and knocked a couple of them guys out, man, about 4 or 5. It took 11 guys to hold down one of them brothers, you understand, that I know. You understand? He didn't fight back. I'm telling you, I'm hurt by that. I really am. And I know how his mother must feel, man. Breaks her heart in true. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Did you cut me off?
I'm just talking, put my phone on mute. I said it ain't over. You know, because most I see all of it. He coming for us all. You know, and some people going to survive and some people not. He coming for us all. So, you know, we got to repent and make sure that we got our stuff together, because the ones that have taken innocent lives, that have killed people for no reason, they gonna pay.
I know that's right. I'm so. I know that the Almighty is
for a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is correct. That is correct. You understand? I know that the Almighty is just. He gonna get them folks, man. I know he gonna get them. It breaks my heart in two, man. He ain't doing nothing. I mean, he not hurting nobody. They talking about cigarettes. He was selling cigarettes on the street. What the hell is that? I'm telling you, boy. Then the guy grabbed him from behind and choked him to death.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm.
Got him in that chokehold, man, too. Right under his neck. Right under his chin. And this big old boy with his hand on his head, holding his head down to the pavement. I mean, that guy must be about 200 pounds or more. And they said not guilty. They can't see why they can bring up any charges. Oh, heartbreaking, boy.
Right, because once you got him down on the ground, what was the purpose of all of y'all piling on top of him? But it's over now. And ain't no need in hindsight. You know, it's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it.
I know it. You understand? And the boy that got was running away and got shot 7 times in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man, I'm telling you, boy.
He lost his job because he told me he wasn't shooting nobody in the back. They fired him.
Yeah,
he said,
that ain't enough.
Nobody in the back.
Yeah, that's not enough.
No,
my
he refused to shoot somebody in the back, and they fired him. He wasn't going. They didn't keep him on the job.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
In other words, to keep your job, you got to do it.
Right.
He said,
that
"I ain't doing
cold.
That. I ain't killing no innocent man." He said, "I ain't killing no innocent man."
I know that's right, man. And they done killed a number of black brothers and sisters that they couldn't find no weapon. They said, a number of them, they talking about how, you understand, it was a cell phone, you understand? I thought it was a gun. I felt my life was threatened, you understand? Ain't nobody on the face of this earth gonna pull a gun on somebody that has a gun on them already. Nobody. You understand? Ain't nobody going to reach for no gun.
That's true.
You understand? Somebody got a gun trained on you, and then you go and reach for your gun. What kind of sense does that make? Ain't nobody going to do that. You understand? Ooh-wee. You understand? Mm-hmm. I felt like my life was threatened. How could you feel like your life was threatened? I just don't get that. They didn't see no gun. Period.
Okay. And you got the gun, but your life's threatened. How that work? You know,
you.
But I mean, you know.
Look at Almighty gonna fix it. I know he is. I know that the Almighty is just, and he gonna do his number. But it just breaks your heart to see how we gotta go through this. You understand? We got to go through this to get to the other side. You understand? Hallelujah. Praise the Almighty God. He's our
it
God.
He says, Mr. Garner is 6 feet, 2 inches tall. He was weighing 395 pounds.
Okay.
He was hard to miss. Recognized them, too. Everyone did, at least among those who hawked cigarettes and cheap goods on the stretch of Bay Street along Tompkinsonville Park. For years, they played a cat-and-mouse game with the New York City police officers who came to arrest him. As the officers approached Mr. Garner, 43, shouted at them to back off, according to two witnesses. He flailed his arms. He refused to be detained or frisked. He had been arrested twice already that year near the same spot in March and May, charged both times with circumventing state tax laws. But you know what? Irregardless to that, everybody, you know what, if the Most High would take the time and pull the covers back off of every illegal thing that all of us have done, including some of them police officers, then guess what? Everybody would be guilty of breaking some sort of law in this society.
I agree.
From cheating on your taxes to everything.
Well, I know it. But do they deserve to get killed?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. The crime does not warrant the punishment. There was no reason for that man to die because of that. Because if that's the case, then guess what? We all going to have something happen to us when he comes because everybody has done something illegal. Everybody has.
That is correct. I agree with
you. Some of these people done got rich doing illegal things.
That is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. You understand? And mainly the powers that be. That the reason why they got where they got is because of us. They came and got us and had us work for nothing. And while they accumulated millions and billions of dollars. You understand? Matter of fact, you understand, I was going to bring this up also, is that, you understand, do you know that during Reconstruction, they stole and had us walk away, had us run away from some property that amounted to $68 billion during Reconstruction, and that number has tripled. You understand, in these days and times, that money would be tripled.
I believe that.
You understand? And had they not done that, we might be in a little bit better shape than we are today. You understand? But they took that land. They murdered the people for that land. They chased us away from the land that we owned in the numbers of $68 billion. That's man, please. I know the Almighty's gonna. I trust in the Almighty. He's gonna fix this situation, man. And everybody gets paid without a shadow of doubt.
But like you said, it was never meant. It was supposed to be punishment.
Yeah.
It was. It was supposed to be a punishment. We managed to live a little better than we was and we started, but it was supposed to be a punishment. In order to fulfill this prophecy, we will have had to have been afflicted the whole time.
That is correct. That is correct. He said 400 years.
He didn't say
396 or 386 or 399.
Nope.
He was going to be afflicted for 400 years. No, at no time in the history of America, no nation on this earth, you understand, has been afflicted 400 years. None of them. Even the so-called European, so-called Jewish guy. They only been punished, 6 years, you understand, in Europe. You understand? Where they came from.
Yeah. But that's what, there's an exit date. There's an exit date. There's an exit date. It's over.
Hallelujah.
The Most High said,
thanks.
He gave us an exit date, brother. Don't add, it ain't forever. And
that
this thing is spreading like wildfire.
Hallelujah.
I even pulled up a YouTube clip where the brothers from Hebrews, the Negroes, was debating with one of the rabbis over in Israel, a young guy.
You talking about Rosenberg?
He's a young guy. I don't know what his name was, but Hebrews to Negroes, they were having a discussion about who the real people are. And and he was like, well, you know, we don't get into all of that. You know, you guys want to try to prove that you're the Israelites. you know, by tribe and all of that, that's fine, but we don't really get into all of that because we have a history. And I'm thinking, Aaliyah, you got a history because you erased ours.
That is correct.
It's easy to have a history when you can date it back and you wrote it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? When you literally erased ours to the point where we can find bits and pieces, that has to be strategically done.
That is absolutely correct. That is absolutely correct. Well, we know, you understand, if we look at that history, you understand, is that those by in 740 BCE, they were converted. Those Europeans was converted at the Caucasus Mountains by the Edomite. They were converted. And so the Edomite, you understand, you can hardly really ever find a pure Edomite anymore because they hide themselves in the European culture. And I want to say, and I can't give you no concrete evidence, but it just seems to me, you understand, that the peoples that them people brought down on us, them Edomites was behind that. They was the orchestrator of that. You understand? Because we got to understand that Esau hated us from the day that Jacob stole his birthright. And ever since then, they've been hating us. And even Ishmael, you understand, was part of the hatred. You understand? So I wouldn't be surprised if Esau was not behind those Europeans that the Almighty sent down on us. He already know that those people were no people, a people void of understanding, that have no compassion or consideration. All they needed was to be orchestrated. All they needed to be is pointed in the right direction. You know, so it wouldn't surprise me none, not one bit. You understand that they weren't behind, working in the background, because they hated Jacob from the time that Jacob so-called stole the birthright, which he didn't steal the birthright. The boy sold the birthright. Oh, you cut me off. Okay. Maybe I'm getting too heavy on you.
No, you know what? I'd be putting my phone on mute. I said, this thing is spreading like wildfire. It really is. It's spreading all over the world. Everybody's starting to wake up. They cannot dispute it anymore.
No. They're going to dispute it till they die. Because they did. Okay, these guys is not going to turn around, sister. You understand? Them hardliners? Oh, no.
Yeah, well, this rabbi tries to separate himself from the Ashkenazis and the Illuminati and all that. He claims they don't have anything to do with them. And it's like, y'all, and that's what Hebrews the Negro was saying. He was like, all of you all are from the same bloodline.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. He want to blame it on the rabbis. Well, the rabbis, we don't have anything to do with that. You understand? You know, I've seen that. I watch this guy all the time. He rules the Negroes. And he's got another video. I mean, he's got another, video, earlier video, you understand? And Divine Prospect and Harry Rosenberg is his name, Rabbi Harry Rosenberg. You understand? They had that big debate. It was a deep one. You understand? But see, the thing is, like I said, man, they're gonna deny everything, man, because they're not gonna. These guys are hardliners, man. They're gonna stick to their thing till they die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes, indeed. But guess what? Nevertheless, y'all know his people, don't it? He knows his people. We don't even have to worry about that. I just chuckle and I laugh when they try to explain it away or they try to make sense of it because it don't make sense to me. Y'all knows his people.
That is correct. He said, the Almighty said that he was going to bring, now I think this is in Yoel, where he said he's going to bring his people from the four corners of the earth. Now, the Almighty knows his people. I don't care how many bloodlines we've been through and all of that stuff, you understand? But he's going to bring his people back home into the land that he gave our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's what it says. You know, so, they can fool themselves all they want, man. We the peoples and blah, 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 da, 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 da. Man, they going to, listen, look at, like I said, man, when the Almighty brings us back into that land, we still going to fight. They going to fight to the death, man. All of them hardliners is not going to leave that land. They not. They going to fight to the death.
Okay.
Because they believe, they don't necessarily believe that they the people. I don't believe that they do. I really don't. You understand? I think that they just trying to hold on to that culture. You understand? Because they don't have a real culture to go back to. Matter of fact, they're Turkish, Slavish. You understand? German. You understand? All of those folks, man, and they didn't have a culture.
Mm-hmm.
If you read,
that's true.
Arthur Kessler? Read that. The 13th tribe? Read that. That tells you something.
That's true. It's almost over, y'all. Just a little bit, few more days. Just a few more days. And the Most High getting ready to turn around. Yes, hallelujah. And when we get to the 20th of the month, we'll have 30 days left. And when is July 20th? Today the 16th. So that's going to be Friday, right?
Saturday.
Wednesday, Thursday. Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, we got 30 days on Saturday. Wow.
That is correct. 30 days. You understand? 30 days. We never thought we'd get there, did you, Sissy?
I never thought.
30 days. We got, in honesty and truth, I'm looking at what's going to happen. You know, how is it going to, what is the feeling going to be like, for us to, to have reached this milestone. You understand? We've completed our punishment. You should read that paper that you wrote.
Yes. Are we gonna read that definitely? Oh, you talking about the poem? You mean the poem that I wrote?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Definitely. What was the name of that poem? A Nation of Failed Probation.
Yeah, Nation that Failed Probation.
Woo, that's something, man.
Yes, it was. That's a powerful piece that you wrote. And you didn't surprise me none. I knew that you had it in you. You could do something.
I didn't know I had it in you. I didn't know. I read that to my mom, and she was like, wow. She was like, the Most High had to help you do that. She said, because that was amazing.
I'm telling you. You ought to give us a little taste of that, man, let those that haven't heard it before, and I'd like to hear it again, you understand, because it was a powerful, powerful piece. I'm telling you, I wasn't surprised because I believed that you had it in you. When you told me that for us to sit back and listen to that, man, that was powerful, beyond compare.
Yeah. It really was. And the thing about it, is, you know, when you fail, yeah, it was something else. I mean, and now, you know, he knew we was going to fail. We knew that group was going to fail, you know.
Yeah.
Now it's our turn.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now it's our turn. So
absolutely.
I can read it for you. I want to read it. I'll read it, and we're going to read it at the 2019 Day of Repentance.
Right.
But, yeah,
right.
I'll read it for you now. Let's read it now. It says, it's called The Nation Who Failed Probation. Now, let me give you the backstory on this.
Okay.
I contacted a left-wing group. And the way I got in touch with this man was that he had an article on the internet, and he had his own magazine on the internet, or whatever, an article or something on the internet. And I contacted him, and I told him that I wanted to submit a piece, and that if I submitted it, would he put it up there? Now, these people are straight Caucasian base bound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make America great all day.
Right.
That's
ma'am.
Who they would. Yes, very much so. He said, if you write it, I'll put it up there. I said, no matter what it say, I want you to be able to do it and publish it the way I write it. He said, well, I'm going to have my publishers look over it first. I said, well, it's going to have some names in there that may not, you know, suit what they want, but this is how I want it to be done. He said, well, who are you? I said, we're the Israelites. We are the original Israelites of the scriptures. I said, and we African-American people that are in this country are preparing to leave this country. He said, well, that's the best news I have heard all day. I said, me too.
No.
I said, me too.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's the plan. So I sat down and I thought about it. And I prayed about it, and this is what Yah gave me, and this is the original version. So I'm going to read it to you guys now, and it's called A Nation Who Failed Probation. It says, imagine a nation of people under a prison sentence because of their inability to adhere to the laws, statutes, and protocols written for them to sustain them as a sovereign nation. The probationary period was given to this nation as a benchmark to establish a covenant, land treaty, commerce, and complete autonomy from any other ruling government. We failed to comply with the written statutes, and we did not comply with the code of conduct. So, as a result, an assessment was done to determine the risk of recidivism, and it was determined that the probability of reoffending was inevitable. Circumstances suggested that we were culpable and our intentions were premeditated. As a result, we were sentenced to an extended period of years in exile, dispersed among all the foreign nations, removed from our borders, our language, and our culture. Then it says imprisonment term. It says 1 point, our children would be sold as slaves, our families dispersed. Our agricultural commerce destroyed, our treaties and alliances with other foreign nations dissolved, our monetary sovereignty disseminated, our wealth will be distributed globally among the other ruling nations, our nation's artifacts will be seized and confiscated, and we will be transported in ships as cargo to be sold as commodities. The psychological imprisonment terms in effect. Our men would abandon their families. The women will be angry toward their children. We will be called by a byword as identification, niggas, coons, horse muscles. Our youth would be a menace to the old and hang out on street corners. Husbands would witness the rape of their wives. Wives would be treated as property. Mental illness would be a burden to this nation. We would be the largest population in the prison system. Our nation, another nation would assume our identity to provoke us to jealousy. And it says, these are just a few terms of our imprisonment while in exile. The conditions of these terms have changed because of good behavior and the laws of the established government wherein we are scattered. We have been extended certain privileges However, the completion of the sentence is approaching. The restoration of our nation includes some of the following: an obligation to honor the terms of the covenant, promote public awareness to restore and protect the theocratic monarchy, the acknowledgement of the true ethnic lineage by restoring and repairing the blindness of our people, the restoration of the royal family from all over the world living in captivity, the gathering and returning back to our land, the protection from World War III, the restoration of physical and mental health of our people, the selection of a few chosen to promote nation building to prepare our people for the return. And then it says, who is this nation and who imposed such a harsh sentence? They are known as the African Americans, the descendants of the transatlantic slave trade. We are scattered worldwide. The God, Yahuwah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. By Yahya Israel.
Hallelujah. That was beautiful.
That's
to the point. We got 33 more days, 35 more days before our punishment is up. You understand? You know, it brings me to the point where I want to know what's next. What's our destitute? You understand? Destiny. You understand? You know, and that was a very, 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 very powerful, powerful piece. You understand? You know, and I'm really elated to have known such a person that could put something like that together.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness, Brother Donia. The Most High did that. I mean, for real.
Well, I mean, he used you as the instrument to put it together. You understand?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, and it is a blessing, you know, because it just came. I don't know, you know, and when he called me, he said, I don't know about these words. And I started to say, you probably use them all the time. But come on now, don't tell them, don't play. Let's be real toward each other. I said, but that's how I want it. I want you to put it in there exactly the way I wrote it. And he did. He said, I had to read this to my wife. He said, I read this to my wife. I said, okay. He said, it's very interesting. I said, yeah, it is. But see, that's when everybody wasn't waking up as fast as they are now. We got all kind of books out there now, all kind of people writing books. I just saw on YouTube before I left work today, while I was in my car, I was on my way here, that a black pastor has written a book that says that the Bible is a black history book and that the people of the Bible are black people. I'm like, wow. You know, so it's the Most High is waking his people up. He really is.
It's on the internet right now. That piece or that video is on the internet, man, that the Bible is a black history book.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, people are just, I had known this a long time, you understand, but more people are now understanding that that's the truth. Take a look at it for yourself. I said before, no other nation gets that privilege. The Almighty didn't deal with any other nation, period.
Nobody else.
It's
nobody
in the
else.
Book.
That's what it says.
You know, it may mention a few nations, but that was the nations that he used, you understand, for his purpose of bringing us out from amongst these folks. You understand?
Yeah,
he mentions the Babylonia, the Persians, the Greeks, but they don't have a story in that.
That's what he was telling Rosenthal. He was like, y'all not in there. Not like that. You know,
that
he said,
correct.
Your DNA matches up with the Neanderthal man. Y'all are not. Hold on, let me get this lady open here real quick. Hold on, Brother Donia. Erico, 419, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. 419? You push 1?
Take yourself off
is
mic.
Talk?
Off of mute.
No, maybe she has her phone on mute on her end because I unmuted her. Okay, we'll mute you back. No problem. But yeah, he told me, he said, you all have more Neanderthal DNA markers in you than anybody else. He said, you guys are not from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You don't
Absolutely.
Even have the DNA markers to say that.
That is correct. That is the boy is, I mean, I can't say he's a boy, but the young man, you understand, Ron Dalton is his name.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. He is very, very astute, man. I'm talking about
he
got information about all the nations. I'm talking about a bunch of nations. You understand? You hear him use all of these terms and conditions and things that had happened. You understand? I mean, he brilliant. You understand? Guess what, Sister Yana? This was after you wrote that piece.
Oh, I know. And you know what? For you all who want to have that and read that for yourself, all you have to do is type in, Google it, A Nation Who Failed Probation by Yaina Yisrael. And let me tell you how to spell my first name, because you got to spell it right. It's capital Y-A-H and then capital E, lowercase E-N-A.
Absolutely.
It's Yaina. And then the last name is Yisrael. It's Israel with a Y in front of it. So that is, if you just put in A Nation Who Failed Probation by Yaina Yisrael, it'll come up for you in Google. But, yeah, I mean, that young man is heavy. I'm telling you, he's got a lot going for him. He really does.
That is correct. I'm very, very proud of him. But I'm more proud of you because I know you.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm proud of all the brothers and sisters that come up that's bringing the story, telling the truth. That is our Black history book. That is, you know, it's a history book. More so than it's a religious book, it's a history book. It has history connotations, you understand, such as the Levites, what they need to be doing, and blah, blah, blah. But it's all about Hebrew Israelites. And it leads us up to the Black America. You understand the transatlantic slave trees. It leads us right into that. It's powerful beyond compare, man. What the Almighty has done.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. And I you know, I suggest, you know, to those that don't know, man, try to get, if you're on YouTube at any time, look for Hebrews to Negroes by Ron Dalton. I mean, and then he gives a whole lot of, he's got a lot of videos out there. You understand? But he's got a video, he made a video out the books that he read, that he put together. You understand? But y'all look for him, man, and try to get some. Boy, he got a lot of information, a lot of information. Well, I'm really excited, you understand, and proud of him. You understand? He tells his story better than all the folks that I know.
I know. Ain't that something? He is good. I mean, really. Powerful.
Yeah. 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 Yep. You know what I'm saying? Hey, have you heard from Emmanuel?
I have not. I have not. I'm gonna have to check on him.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a call.
I have not heard from him. I'm gonna have to check. Yeah, see how they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't heard from Prince Asiel either. I was thinking about him today. You know, I have to touch with brother. I mean, Prince Asiel and his counterpart. What was his partner's name? Oh, I can't
Elrond.
You remember when he...
Elrond.
Yeah. Yep, I got to check on them. I ain't heard nothing from them. You know, everybody just gets so busy. This thing is so big that when the Most High gives you something to do, you're so busy doing it, you know, that you really have to stop and think about people because, you know, everybody has a part they have to play.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all right to reach out to a lot of brothers, you understand, you know. I would suggest, you know, you understand. I hadn't heard from, what's his name? Ambassador, what's his name? Ambassador Abraham. Yeah, I hadn't heard from him either. You understand? I'm going to give him a call, see how he's doing, see what's going on, see what his take on that. Well, they supposed to be going to Washington, D.C. On the 20th of the month of August. You understand? He got a brochure out. I got it copied somewhere. Yeah, but you know, like you know, this like you said, man, this stuff is magnifying. You understand?
It is. It's a winter. Mm.
Yeah.
And I talked to Ron Dalton on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And so I pushed the flyer to him about Washington,
mm-hmm.
D.C.
Okay.
So he's pushing it out to all his counterparts. You know, and he's
That's
like,
great.
When is this now? I said September the 7th. He was like, oh, okay, all right then. So, you know, he has a big base, and I'm really asking him, you know, to push this forward, you know, because we got to, you know, we it's crunch time now, so.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to ask him to do one more thing for me when we get a month out from the actual thing, you know, so we can start really pushing it. But, yeah, it's coming along.
Right. You know, it's so funny, man, when you find those haters, you understand?
Yeah.
What's that group? The group is IUCK or IU?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I-U-I-C anyway, that's
or IUCK.
IUIC, I think it is.
Okay.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
They hating on the brother, man.
Wow.
You understand? I'm talking about, man,
wow.
They come up with stupidity, you understand? And they have big problems in their own camp. You understand? But they got to take time out to hate on somebody. And the things that they talking about is so minute. You understand?
Yeah.
It ain't nothing. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, and
you know,
I guess it's jealousy.
You know what it is, Brother Domi? Everybody wants to be in the front.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can make the mistake and think that just because you're large, that the Most High has chose you to be out front.
That's correct.
That's the worst mistake you can make. You know what I'm saying? That's the worst mistake in the world that you can make is just because you're large. Doesn't mean that you're going to be out front. And, you know, he chooses who he wants to be out front, and you have to be able to be okay with that. So I think
that's
what it is. You know, they see the brother taking off and exploding, and he's doing all the things that, you know, they probably were doing, but it looks like he's blowing up, and, you know, they're getting upset about it.
That is correct. And, you know, these guys are just jealous. That's all I can see. You understand? Because, you know, like I'm trying to get everybody to stop backbiting each other. You understand? That don't help. You
mm-hmm.
understand?
Mm-hmm.
That don't help at all.
Yeah.
You understand? All it does is create tension and animosity between the camps. Why would you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Stop it! Quit!
True.
Don't do that. That's not that. That's boy. That don't help you at all.
You
understand? As a matter of fact, it makes you look jealous. It makes you look foolish.
Right, and you know what? Everybody had their moments, and if that's how you feel, keep it to yourself and go pray on you, because that means you need to melt. Because this thing is too big for one person to do it. I was thinking about Moshe. I don't know how Moshe did that. I just really don't. This is too big for one person to do it. And this time we worldwide. So the Moshe got many different irons in the fire and many different components to this thing to make up this one movement. You know, one person can't do this.
That is correct.
I don't even have enough time in the day to sleep.
The Almighty said that.
I don't even eat. Do you know sometimes I come home and I'm so tired I don't even eat? I'm like, look, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I for real, and I ain't really doing a whole lot, but sometimes it's a lot. It's a lot. It is.
Absolutely, you understand? See, one thing that we, if you have a problem with somebody, why can't you feel big enough to go to that person and say, listen, let me explain this to me. Riddle this to me. And let me know. I got a problem. I'm trying to figure it out. Let me help me out here. You understand?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, because that, rather than the backbiting and all of that, man, that don't do nothing but make you look foolish.
It makes you look bad. It sure does. But guess what? Jealousy is a normal emotion to have, and everybody goes through it at one time or another in their life, but you just got to go pray over it and pray on yourself until you will get over that, because Israel is going to use whoever he's going to use.
You got that right. I'm trying to get everybody to stop backbiting one another, man. You understand what I meant? Let the Almighty handle it. Lord Almighty will handle it. But if you really got a problem, you need to take it to that person.
You sure do. I agree with you 100%. 100%, absolutely. But, you know, people got to learn that, and you'll get there. That's why you can't use them. That's exactly why you can't use them.
That is correct.
You know, you can't.
Absolutely.
You got to get your character got to be right, you know, and you got to get it together. You know, I already know I got to work on me. I'm like you. I got to work on me. I'm a work in progress, you know.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too. Because
sometimes I feel discouraged. Go ahead.
In order for me to be a servant of the Almighty, I got to work. I got some work I need to do. He don't call you, you understand, unless he can see that you trying to do something about yourself. You understand? Ain't no sense in him trying to help you if you are not going to help yourself.
All right. Mm-hmm. I got to say, I mean, for real, it is really the truth. That is the show enough truth. So, I mean, you know, I was discouraged yesterday. I went through my little moment yesterday, and I was there, you know, because I'm like, man, listen. But today is a new day. I'm good. You know, because being a woman out here like that, that's a whole nother ball game right there all by itself. You know, but all praise to the Most High, we good today. So everybody had a moment. You know, you gotta go to Yah with him and tell him how you feel, because he already know. You might as well be honest. You know,
you need to be. You need to be. If you're trying to be humble, then honesty is part of it.
Yes, sir. You might as well be honest.
One of my brothers called me, and he was down in the dumps. But we got to have people that we can call when we're not feeling well. You understand? And he was calling me. And most of the time, I'm whining. You understand? How I could have done better. You understand? And you know, with my children and this and that and the other and blah blah blah. I'm whining. But he called me with his problems, and I had to tell him what he told me. You understand? What he told me was, you understand, go to the Almighty and ask him to help you work through this.
Yeah, that's all we got. Like you said, what else we got? We ain't got nothing else.
That is correct. But we need those brothers and sisters, you understand, that we call, you understand, in order for him to tell me that, or for me to tell him, I had to be in place. He had to be able to call me and say, listen, man, blah, 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 blah. And I said, man, listen, the Almighty said, come to him with all your problems.
That's right. Bring them to him. He the best friend I know. He won't tell nobody what you're telling. He'll keep it to himself. You can go cry,
scream,
do a stomp, do everything, and he will let you do it. And then once you finish stomping and screaming, Then he'll, once you calm down, he'll speak a soft word, or he'll give you some a word in that Bible that'll calm all the situation down. So I agree with you 100%. I agree.
Absolutely.
Best friend I know.
Who else we got, sister? We ain't got no, all
nobody.
Our martyrs is dead. All our martyrs is dead.
Yeah.
You understand? A brother told me the other day, you understand, I'm on this this Power Talk program on the weekend, and he made mention, he said that we need to trust in one another, you understand, wholly and wholeheartedly, you know, and this and that and the other, because, you know, what for whatever reason, you understand? And I said that our trust need to be in the Almighty Yah. That's where we need to put our trust in, because man dies. When you need him the most, he's gone.
Told you. He's going through something himself. Sometimes you can't help nobody because you're going through stuff yourself. It's like, look, I can't. I wish I could today, but today ain't one of them days. Y'all don't never say that. He always has an attentive ear. Hold on. Let me get Brother Yerushalayim on here. Eric,
yeah,
code 478, your mic is open.
Shalom. I just want to say I was listening to you guys, and you know, I want to say this to both of you too. A couple of years ago, me and Sister Rachel found our first video with you two on. I give all praise to the Most High. But I just want to say I thank you guys for having the show. For us being able to just listen. And I just pray that, you know, we doing enough to help support you guys. That's what I do every day. We're thankful to the Most High. We're thankful to both of you guys for all that you do and all the encouragement that y'all give.
I'm just appreciative to the Almighty that he let me be a vessel that he used to bring people's understanding of Yah. You understand? You know, what you do with it is you, but I just needed to be the vessel that he used to be able to bring it so that you could understand it and whoever else can understand it. I try not to use no super big words and, you know, you understand? Because most of us, man, and I don't have them big words, no way, but I try to be the simplest way I possibly can. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I appreciate
it. Right. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you so much. That's very encouraging because we need encouragement. Sometimes I have a bad day and y'all sit down and be like, now, who were you going to call? Who can you call? And I end up going to the Most High, you know, because he knows me better than anybody does. And, you know, I know he don't deal in pity parties. I learned that the hard way. He don't do pity parties. But he does allow you to express yourself when you want to. He'll let you express yourself, but he does not do pity parties at all. He don't.
That is true. I agree. Wholeheartedly.
You know, we got
a power, power that, you know what I'm saying? Just look at the book that he put out, you understand what I'm saying? Everything in that book is perfect. I haven't seen one time, not one place in the scriptures, you understand, where he had to say, well, let me go back and change that. I think I might have done something.
Yes, so did.
No, he never said that.
Nope.
At one time in the scriptures, he said, I wish I hadn't met. I wish I hadn't created humans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't go back and correct it. He didn't correct it none.
No. Said it grieved him that he had made man. It sure did. The scripture say that. It grieved him that he had made man. You know? But Israel is still the apple of his eye at the end of the day. Woo! What a place to be in, you know? But all praises, I came through it. I'm here today. It's a new day. You know, and we're just looking for great things. We're looking for great things in Washington, D.C. I can't wait to meet everybody. You know, I asked them to slow it down some. It seemed like time to slow down just a little bit. Because it was going fast there for a minute. I'm like, Wait, hold on. Slow this up some. It's going to slow down some, you know. So all praises, you know, it's the same 24 hours in a day, but we here.
Absolutely.
We here. Mm-hmm. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. And now, you know, I tell people all the time, if you just trust me, it don't mean it's going to be perfect. Don't mean everything's going to be perfect. But if you can trust him, it's going to be the way he wanted to be. And it may not be the way you want it to be. And it may not be exactly the way you think he's coming, but when he gets there, he's always on time. Always on time.
Absolutely.
He is.
Absolutely, man.
He'd be like, dang, that was right on time. And he know when to come. And you guys used to say that in church, some old ladies used to say, he may not come when you want it. But he always on time.
That is correct. Absolutely.
Woo.
We got power second to none.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Our Elohim. Nobody else can make that claim.
Nobody else.
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. Powerful stuff. Powerful God. Nobody. He's our God. He chose us to be his people, and he is our God. He said, no other nation have I known. Out of all the families of the earth. What is that? Ain't that in the book of Amos? That's in Amos, ain't it?
Yes,
uh oh, my memory's coming back down. Hold on.
Look, huh? It's amazing. It's just amazing because all the other nations trying to fight to get our spot.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High Yah. What a God. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be us, but us.
Yeah.
The only ones don't want to be us. I love y'all. He is powerful.
No other nation have I known at all, period.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's all through the Bible. It's all through the Bible. That he's making that assertion. And they can't, you know what I'm saying? They can't take it. Everybody gets mad because now we know. We're going to Amos chapter 3. Amos chapter 3. Amos chapter 3. It says, verse 1, it says, hear this word that the Most High has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquity.
Wow.
He said, you're the only one I've known. I don't know nobody else.
Wow.
I don't know nobody else. Nothing. That's why I said when we came here and kept here, we were telling them it was good. Cause yeah, they don't even know him. He don't know them.
They think they know him.
They don't know him. They don't know him. We don't even know him. He's telling we his people. They don't know him. They serving their own God. That's the one he gave them. That's what they're experiencing. Everybody want to put their God in the place of the one in that Bible and say that's him. No, it ain't but one.
You know.
That's why.
They wanted to destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
Ishmael and his crew and the Edomites, they looked to destroy us. That no other nation, that we will never be known in the earth ever again. That's Psalms 83,
yeah. And it was an amazing job they did. Didn't they do it amazing? They erased our whole history. Everything. They erased it all.
That is
the Most I kept that Bible in place. He took the Bible.
Yeah,
and
it has not been for the Almighty to leave our
Ooh,
history.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God.
You understand? That is correct.
He kept that Bible in place.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Absolutely. And no matter what they did to it, it's just amazing how they tried to change this and put this in and take that out. You understand? But somehow or another, the Almighty made it possible for us to still recognize who we are in that book.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. Yeah. I can't go nowhere on a physical plane right now on this earth and lay my hands on no kind of paperwork from King David that states that our family's lineage is a part of that. They erased it. Do you hear me? They took a big eraser and just erased it. They erased it all.
Nowhere.
It ain't even a gold cup left in it. A gold cup left, okay? They came through there like vultures and took it all. They shook it all. They shook the gold down to the wood.
Wow.
Ain't nothing left. Nothing. No silver, no gold, no emblems of his. There's nothing tangible that I can say this belongs to my family. There's nothing. There's nothing. So guess what? They fixed it where the only proof that we could have would be word of mouth. And then if you say that you're a part of the royal house of King David, the next thing they're going to do is say prove it.
Mm-hmm.
And they erased it all. Because you best believe they kept meticulous records. They did. Of everything, the royal house and the priesthood, meticulous records. They knew who begot who and whose family was what and how so-and-so begot so-and-so. It's all in the book. They took a big eraser and erased all of it where we would never be able to find it. And not in history. History has been rewritten. Yeah. And that's what the rabbi said. We can go back in history, and we can pull history back of thousands of years and be able to prove you wrote it. I got your card. You got to put it in there. I got your card. Wait. You know? They wrote it. It's like, wow, crucial. So, you know, knowing that and knowing what we have in store for us, it's going to take y'all to come back and restore it all. Because that was a well-put-together plan. That was a well-put-together strategic plan. And y'all approved it. He put his stamp of approval on it. He did.
Yeah.
So we disobeyed. He said, you and your kings is going into captivity. He said, you and your kings are going into captivity. He told us. You ain't going to be no different than the regular folks. You're going to be down there picking cotton with everybody else. You're going to be down there getting raped like everybody else. Since you don't want to obey me, ain't nobody going to be held higher than the next person. It is what it is. And you're going to do it. And we're doing it right now.
You know, that was a future That was a future foretold, you understand, because this had not happened as of yet, you understand, when he told Abraham that. He said, you know why? Because he knew that we were gullible, you understand, and stiff-necked, you understand, and all of those, he knew that we were, you understand. He said, these guys ain't going to listen to me. They're going to do their thing. So,
he sure did. He did. And then guess what? Now we at the end. We have made it to the end. We some days away. We 33 days away. Praise the mighty God. And you know what? People today read that book and they can't even believe what we're saying. They can't. They can't even accept the fact that it's true.
That
it seems like a fairy tale to them. You know, they thought they was reading fairy tales. And people be like, you really believe that's true? Christian folk, you believe that's real? You know? You mean you've been up in your church your whole life and you don't believe this stuff? What's the purpose?
Okay.
They have erased it all. That's why y'all got to be the validator. He got to be the one to come back and validate. He going to go, which one of y'all people, the real Israelites, please stand up? And he going to be like, they ain't got to stand up. I know mine. That's mine, and that's mine, and that's mine. And that one back there, man, all of them is mine. He know his people.
That is correct.
No. We don't have to run, jump, and prove nothing. I ain't dating with nobody. I ain't going nowhere. So guess what? If you can say you are, I definitely can say I am. I'm not debating with nobody. It is what it is. And in due season, in time will tell it all. It will tell it all. It really will. It will tell it all. Just be encouraged.
You know, that's why I tell everybody, you understand, that you don't have to debate with nobody. You understand? You just tell them what it is, man, you understand, and what the scriptures say. You understand? You know, because, on Sarnetta, Sarnetta TV, he's on YouTube, and he had Zion Lex, Divine Prospect, and a number of other Hebrew Israelites, and he said the controversies of the book. You understand? See, we already know that he don't know nothing about no book, Hebrew Israelite book, when he asks questions like that. You understand? When he say the controversies, because I haven't found the controversy. Not in the Old Testament. You understand? All of the book, all of the Old Testament tells a story. It's a story in there. It's in the beginning, there's a middle portion, and there's an end.
Yeah.
You know, so when they talk about controversy, there's no controversy. You know, you have to believe, first of all, these guys don't believe in no holy, they don't believe in no, that we have a God. They don't. These guys, a lot of people talking about they Egyptians. But when they brought us over here, 88% of the folks that they brought over here was Hebrew Israelites. What? And it didn't say nowhere in that scripture that does it mention or the slave trade, does it mention Egyptians?
That's right. Hallelujah.
Even in the ledger that they got of the people, the names of the people that was brought over here was El or Yehoah. Yah. El or Yah.
Yeah. I saw that.
You know, and so the understanding that they got it here. They didn't get it from there. The Egyptians had already been exited Egypt more than 2,000 years ago before we was even more than 5,000 years ago, I want to say. They had been exiled out of Egypt more than 5,000 years. Because they didn't get exiled out of there until after we got kicked out, until we left Egypt. And when we left Egypt, it was about 5,000 years ago. 5,000 years ago, could be more, but I know it's 5,000 years.
And then you think about, Brother,
huh?
Go ahead, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I want to hear what you said.
I was just thinking about the Bible and how King James wrote the Bible. And they got this white man on here on internet that he's supposed to be King James, and we know James was black. King James had 9 children. that was black in the capital. He ruled Ireland and Britain and Scotland. He was the king over all of that. He died in 1625. You know where your kids went, don't you?
Okay.
Where slavery started in what, 1619? You know where his kids went, don't you?
Okay.
His wife died in 1619, and he died in 1625. He had nine kids.
All right.
You know what it is. They scattered with the rest of them.
That is correct.
Where we at? They scattered with the rest of them. Ain't no black royalty nowhere. Ain't no nobility here. No, so they got rid of everybody. They made sure everybody went in the same captivity.
Absolutely.
So his wife died in 1619, and he died in 1625, and them nine kids went into captivity. You don't even have no record of them. They don't even talk about them. You don't even know their names. Somebody took a big eraser and just erased it all. Crucial. He did. That completely erased it all. You don't even know. When I did the history on him, I said he had nine children. Where they at?
Okay.
That woman gave birth to nine children. Gone. And they want to put up there he's gay. That's a lie. He was an Israelite. That's a lie. But it's all right, though. He had nine babies. And when he died, them babies more than likely went into captivity because you don't see no sign of them. You don't even hear nobody talking about their descendants of them, do you?
Nope.
Ain't nobody saying nothing about them nowhere. Like I said, they erased ours. And then when they want to debate with you, they want to pull history up. Oh, we have historical records that trace all the way back to 1525. I bet you do. You wrote it. You made sure it was in place. You erased the real records and wrote your own stuff in there. I bet you do. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Out of it all, sister, Jacob shall be saved. Out of it all.
That's what he said. That's what he said. I mean, but when you know certain things, like little tidbits like that, most people didn't know that. You know, when you know little tidbits like that, and you know that there's a royal history somewhere for black people, and then you try to come and dig that up, and you realize that it's just erased. You can't find it nowhere. You know, when they whitewash the pictures to the point where you don't even know what the man looked like, you know some stuff in the game. It's a conspiracy going on. Somebody lying.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, living in the castle, Edinburgh Castle, Edinburgh, however you want to pronounce it. He was the king of England and Scotland.
Wow.
And had little black babies, nine of them, that ran around in that castle. After 1625, their day history was erased. You don't even know where they're at. Never heard of them. And never heard from them again. Proof. This thing's bigger than us, I'm telling you. When the Most I do, when he say he going to do something, he is true to his word. You hear me? He is. He is true to his word. Well, guess what? We're at the end of our show. I wanted to thank everybody for being on here and helping to make this day go by. And Sister Rachel and Brother Yerushalayim, if you can call me if you have time when this is over, I'd appreciate it. Akion, I'll be calling you sometime later on this evening. I'll text you first. But I thank you all for joining us this evening. Thank you, Brother Adonia, for, again, for all your support and helping me to get this through here. And you know, like I said, we're going to get together and we're going to praise Yah and wait on him to come and get us and pray that we are all able to get on that boat together.
One other thing I wanted to say before you leave is that President Trump, you understand, he said that anybody that hates America so bad that they want to leave, he said, let them go.
Hey, glory! I knew that was coming. Hallelujah!
Yeah.
He the right one for the job. I told y'all when they put him in office that he was the right man for the job. I told you he was. Hallelujah.
I say that he's setting the stage here.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what he's doing. He's setting the stage. You don't want to be here, it's time you go. Go ahead and ask. When y'all say it's time, guess what? I hope he still feel like that.
It's just like Darius or Cyrus or one of them, you understand? They worked hand in hand with the Almighty.
Yes, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. It's time. Look at that. Look how it's lining up, y'all. Just watch it. It's getting ready to line up just like he said it would. His word don't come back, boy.
At all. Not at all.
Never. Never. Never, ever, ever, never. So tell him to hold. My response to that is hold that thought. President Trump, hold that thought. We almost said just hold that thought. Don't change up in the middle. Because, you know, he got to have to change his mind. Don't you change in the middle. You hold that thought. Because as soon as y'all say it's kind, we gonna be on the first thing smoking. I promise you.
The Almighty did not ask for any help. He's doing this all by himself. This is his glory. You understand? All we have to do is pray and ask his forgiveness in the land of our captivity. Hallelujah.
Over here. You better preach. Over here. Not when we get over there. He said when you bethink yourself in the land of your captivity. Yes, over here we got to do that. That's what we're doing. September the 7th, 2019, Washington, D.C., Jefferson's Memorial. Come do it with us. The website is www.2019dayofrepentance.us. www.2019dayofrepentance.us. Come join us, and we're gonna pull this thing down. We're going to pressure everybody. We're going to speak to America that day. And tell America the way we feel and the things that we have had to endure and let them know that we're going to say, just like Joseph said, when I first started this, I thought it was you that did this to me, but now I know it was the Almighty. He did this to preserve a nation. We're going to do the same thing Joseph did when he was in Egypt. Yes, we are. We on our
way. Absolutely, hallelujah.
We're going to say it from a nation's standpoint. We thought it was you. We thought you hated us just because it was you. But it wasn't you. It was Yah that did this thing right here. He did this.
That is correct.
Hallelujah. You hold that thought, President Trump. Don't you change your mind, because as soon as y'all get a word, as soon as the Most High speaking get a word, his people going to be on
the
way out.
He can't change his mind. He's already under the hand of the Almighty. You understand? Darius and Caesar and the rest of them, man, that the Almighty orchestrated. He orchestrated all of this. They can't do nothing but what the Almighty said.
Yes. Hallelujah. 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 I've been waiting on that, Brother Donnie, because I knew that was coming. I told somebody when he took office, I said, he's going to be the one to say, if you want out, get out. He's the right one for the job. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. Well, I know.
Well, you know, what he did, what I see that he did, you understand, he just opened up the door here. There's going to be more stuff that has to be instrumented. You understand? The Almighty told us that we're going back by the ships of Tarshish. You understand what I'm saying? That has to be put in place. The Almighty said that we're going to leave here with a great substance. That has to be put in place. You understand?
Yes.
So, hallelujah. I mean, but the Almighty, see, when the Almighty has a way of speaking to his people.
Yes,
you understand? You understand? He made mention through that guy, you understand, to let us know, you understand, that we still in good favor with the Almighty. You understand?
Yes.
You know, and he's gonna come get his folks. There's no way possible on this green earth that he's gonna leave us in this position, in a worship position.
He said not one's gonna be left behind, not one. He said I ain't gonna leave one behind. If you ain't taken out in the process, you coming. Not one is gonna be left behind. He said, I'm gonna bring you to the wilderness. And I'm gonna see. I better read Ezekiel chapter 20. He said, I'm gonna bring you to the wilderness, and I'm gonna plead with you face to face. They give me a scripture. Read that. The Most High word don't come back void. He said, I know some of y'all scared. So I'm like, oh Lord, this is really real. Oh my goodness, we really leaving. Yes, we are. We are really leaving. And yes, this is really real. It is.
We talking about the true and living Elohim, the God of our fathers. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Hallelujah. Israel is his name. He said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and turn from your wicked, he said, then will I hear from heaven, and then will I heal your land. We ready to go home.
Hallelujah.
We ready to go back over there. I don't know what land going to be bought back by the sword, but whatever land it is that's bought back by the sword, he's going to clear it out so Israel can go back to that land.
That is correct. Absolutely.
They got to come over. I don't know where it's going to be. And one country probably close to Mount Sinai. Wherever he has it, that's where we're going. So get ready. I'm like Jake now. Get ready.
Absolutely.
TDJ, get ready. We on our way home. Hallelujah. We are. Oh, praise. I've been waiting to hear that for a long time. You know, they've been in this ear for a long time. They've been listening to us for a long time. And guess what? It ain't a fact about us hating nothing. It's just time for us to go. You can't keep us forever. We've been here for 400 years.
Absolutely. Listen. I thought that somebody had already mentioned this here to you guys, you understand, because it's all over the news, you understand? It's all over the TV, you understand, how he was talking about how racist that statement was.
What a God we serve.
You know, and see, we got to understand. I mean, and I'm not trying to hold you back, but I hope I'm not holding you up. But you understand that Trump don't know what he's saying out his mouth. This is the Almighty putting words in his mouth.
So is. He's telling the truth.
Because if he knew what he was saying, do you think that he would say that?
He said, if you don't like it, you can lead them all. Woo! Glory.
We can't leave till our punishment is up.
No, we can't. I said, whenever y'all say so, when he say so, if the boat's going to be, you ain't going to need no ticket, you ain't going to need no passport, you ain't going to need nothing, you just don't need to get on the boat. And that's going to take some faith. You know, a lot of people stop doing when you're in your living room, sitting behind that computer, but it's going to take some faith to shut the door, shut the lights out, and leave the keys in the Mercedes and in the truck, and then walk on down that plank and get on that boat.
That is absolutely correct.
It's gonna take some showing up there.
You know, there's things that got to go on, you know, but he just spoke it into the air so that we understand, because he's telling us, the Almighty tells us, man, all the time, what what's going to happen, how it's going to happen. He don't never leave us in the blind. You understand?
Mm-mm.
You know, he said that he's going to send his angels to come get us, take us to them ships.
That's what he said. Yes, what he said. I believe. That's what he said. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's it. Well, he's never going to leave us, man. I'm telling you. You understand? We would not. Listen, look at the position that we are in. You understand? If you know, we've done enough atrocities that he could have wiped us out. But he said that Jacob, he said, I'll never make an end to them. They my people. You understand? They are, I'm their God and and they are my people. Hallelujah. Could we ever ask for anything more?
Hallelujah.
I mean, after we committed all of these atrocities in the name of, in his name.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. We're getting close. You know, when you get down to the 30-day mark, all kind of stuff starting to happen. Lord, have mercy.
Could you ask for anything more? I mean, after all that we done did, after all, I mean, look here, the law was in the land.
In the land.
You understand?
Yes,
and we committed atrocity after atrocity. We the worst thing that we ever did was that we worshiped other gods. Pay homage to other gods. You understand? What do they call it? Incense or whatever you call it. I forget. But
burning
anyway.
Incense. Yeah, they were the pouring out drink offerings and all kind of stuff and groves and statues. And you know, when you read Jeremiah chapter 44 about the Queen of Heaven, they told Jeremiah to go tell Yah we going to keep serving her because as long as we were serving her, things were going well. I said, you know you gold. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That took some guts. I mean, for real, you got to show enough have some serious guts to be able to say that to the Most High.
I'm telling you.
He said, "Now we ain't gonna stop. We gonna keep serving her." I don't know. Powerful stuff. But look, I got to go. But I'm glad we had this conversation. You know, and Brother Donnie, you have made my night. I'm just gonna go in here and just I'm gonna shout a little bit and do a little hollering because I don't want to do this on the phone. But you know, we get close.
Yeah.
It's the countdown now. We on the countdown now. Countdown.
Hallelujah.
But thank you so much, everybody, for joining us tonight. And we will see you on Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And excited to know that we're at the end of this thing. And let's keep on pushing, Israel. Let's keep on pushing and uniting. And we're going to see each other in the wilderness. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.